Inventions 2. The job of an inventor.
Now, being an inventor might sound very interesting to all those of you who love to be creative and productive. But what does it actually mean if you want to be an inventor? What is the process of inventing things? Well, it all starts with an idea. You have to come up with something new, something that has either not been there before or any kind of invention which improves something that already exists. It could be a small gadget, like a toy. It could be an app or a technical device. It could be big or small. There are no limits. Think, for example, of fidget toys, which were unknown some 10 years ago. These small objects are arguably not very important, but they help millions of people relax every day. It does not matter if your invention is big or small. As long as it helps people in their lives, it might be a success. But before you become rich and famous with your invention, there are a lot of steps to take. Once you have had an idea, the whole process starts. First, you have to think, to plan. Then you have to try something out and maybe make new plans. It is not a smooth process. There will be setbacks. Nobody said it was easy. Once you have worked it out in theory, you must actually build your innovation. After this step, you have to design it. It should not only look good, but also be practical. During the whole process, you always should find any flaws and mistakes. Things might not work out and you might be disappointed. Then you have to experiment and try new things. But in the end, you might come up with a brand new invention. When your work is done, all that will be left to do is to file a patent. That means to make sure that you are the only one to make or to sell your product. Oh, and talking of selling, if you really want people to buy your invention, then you should have some knowledge of marketing. Otherwise, nobody will know of it.